Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about why narcissists make lousy parents. And they do, all right? If you've experienced this, maybe you've had a narcissistic parent, or maybe you're co-parenting with a narcissist, you'll see that narcissists hate parenting, all right? And there's a couple of different reasons why they hate parenting. But probably the number one reason why narcissists hate parenting or they're lousy parents is because in order to be a parent, it takes extreme sacrifice. Extreme sacrifice. Your life is no longer yours when you have children. So you've got to do things sometimes that you don't like to do, like go to a playground or sit and do homework with kids, or take kids to a doctor when they're sick, or stay up all night with a kid when they're sick. And this takes extreme sacrifice. And we know that narcissists don't like to sacrifice. They're all about themselves. They're very, very selfish. They want to do what they want to do. And what they do is they take all of that responsibility and they put it on the other parent. Okay, they'll make excuses why they can't do things like take the kid to the doctor or go to the playground or come get the kids because they don't want to be bothered. A narcissist wants their freedom to come, go, have a good time, go out to restaurants, see other supply, you know, enjoy their life. They don't want to have to sacrifice. The only thing a narcissist likes about parenting is, you know, the joys of what a child will do for them. In other words, if a child is, you know, giving them a lot of admiration and flattering their ego, or sometimes narcissistic parents like to have children just to control them. They like the fact that they could boss somebody around and they have that control to tell them what to do. Or they like the feeling of saying, well, I'm the parent and, you know, you're the child, so you have to do what I say, okay? So the thing is this, you guys, a lot of people have suffered because either they had a narcissistic parent or they had to co-parent with a narcissist. And this is why I said on a post one time, I said, be careful of who you have children with, all right? And I had some troll get on there and say, oh, that's not true. It is absolutely true. Absolutely true. How do I know? Because I've lived it, all right? I've co-parented with a narcissist, and I've also been a child of a narcissist. So I know what it is all around the board. And this is why I could speak on it from experience. There's no better lesson in life than real life experience, okay? You can't read about this. You can't hear about this in a book. You have to live it to really understand it and know what it is. So let me start by co-parenting with a narcissist and why narcissists make lousy parents, okay? A narcissist, like I said, it's all about themselves. They don't want to have to sacrifice. Maybe, you know, you have children, the kids get up early. The narcissist doesn't want to get up early with the kids. The narcissist may want to sleep late, or they may come up with excuses why they don't want to deal with the kids, okay? So narcissists also, they don't have an understanding of children in the sense that, you know, their actions affect a child's development. See, a narcissist, when they're angry, like everybody's got to pay, and when they're angry at their partner, they will take it out on their partner in front of children and not care about the effects it has on the children. They will disparage the other parent, and this will affect the children because that's still a piece of them. That other parent that the narcissist is ripping up is still a piece of that child, okay? But narcissists don't care. They don't care. Like I was, you know, driving one time with a narcissist with kids in the car, and he didn't care. He was arguing with me, and he was ready to stop in the middle of a busy boulevard, which was dangerous, and didn't care about the effects it would have on the children, okay? So narcissists don't care if they're hurting children. This is why you should avoid having children with a narcissist if you can. When you look for a partner, one of the most important things to look for is, number one, how does this person fight? Okay, this was told to me years ago. Always look at how somebody fights. You know, whether they give you the silent treatment, whether they yell and scream, you know, whether they don't listen to you, because this will be their pattern throughout your relationship. And you start to see that in dating in the beginning, you know, how somebody reacts to it. But also understand this, that person is also going to treat the children the same way. So when they have children and children don't, you know, beat to the drum or stand at allegiance, that narcissist is also going to give children the silent treatment or stonewall those children. And this is going to have damaging effects on the children. They're going to feel unloved. They're going to feel alone. Okay. And this is going to affect a child's development. So this is what we talk about when we talk about the cycle of narcissistic abuse over generations. So if you had toxic grandparents, a lot of times that affected their children, which will affect their grandchildren. And it takes a very enlightened person to realize the toxicity and not repeat the pattern. Okay. Not repeat the pattern, or they are filled with what I call, you know, a part of the Holy Spirit where they won't do something toxic because it's not the right thing to do. Okay. It's not the right thing to do. So just because somebody has narcissistic parents, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will turn out to be a narcissist. A lot of times they're not. And a lot of times they're the scapegoat because they're the ones that are calling out the narcissist for their toxic behavior. And the golden child is the one a lot of times that will replicate the narcissistic parent because they could be the narcissist as well, okay? So you have to really look at the family dynamics, what each person's family dynamics are a little different to really see how it works in the family. And the thing is, narcissists, you know, like I said, they make lousy parents because they don't want to sacrifice. They have very little patience. They don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to do things that, you know, take work. Narcissists don't want to do things that take work. They want to be there for the fun times, the good times, going out to dinner, going on vacation, taking pictures so they could post it all over their social media and pretend that they're the good parent and have people admire them. And this is very typical of a narcissistic parent. Is what they'll do is they could be very cruel to their children or to their spouse, but yet they'll take pictures of themselves with the children, you know, portraying that they're this great parent, so that everybody on their social media thinks, wow, what a great father, what a great mother they are, okay? Meanwhile, they're cruel as shit to their family behind doors, all right? But they're worried about their image. They're worried about their image. And the other, so they want to portray, you know, something that they're not. They want people to look at them. They're always worried. A narcissist is always worried about what people think about them. So they're always going to portray that they are the greatest parent in the world and everything like that, even when maybe they haven't seen their kids for a long time or done things for their kids in a long time. They will portray that they are a good parent. And what they'll do is they'll always blame the other parent, okay? When there's problems with the children, they will always blame the other parent for whatever problems the children has. They will never take accountability in the raising of those children and say, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't have done this, or maybe we should have done this, maybe we should have had boundaries with the kids. They'll never do that, okay? All they do is blame shift and blame somebody for it. The other thing why narcissists make lousy parents is what they do a lot of times is they have other people raise their kids. Because again, the narcissist doesn't want to be tied down with kids. When you have kids, you can't come and go and do what you want. You've got to, you know, you've got to be there with them. You've got to, you know, you can't run and go wherever you want to go. You can't go to the bar. You can't meet your friend because you have kids, all right? You can't drag them all over the place. You're tied down with being with the kids, either at home or a place that kids would go to. So narcissists hate that. And what they do is they'll have the grandparents or an aunt or somebody else, they'll be dumping those kids off to, you know, get rid of the kids so that they can go out and be free and have fun, okay? So again, very, very selfish, very, very selfish. They don't want to sit there and, you know, read children's books with a kid, you know, on a Friday night, all right? They'd rather just drop it off, let's say, at their mother's or a grandparents' or somebody's house, and then they're free to go out and date and do what they want, and they're not spending time with their children. But what a narcissist will do, because narcissists do, some of them do feel guilt, okay? And what they'll do is they will buy the kids something, all right? And this is their way to feel like they're not a lousy parent, because they'll go out and buy the kids something, but yet they won't spend time with the kid, okay? And then you have some narcissistic parents that won't spend a dime even on their children, okay? Because it's all about them. They'll put up ridiculous boundaries that their children are going to break, and that is their reason that they don't have to see them, that they don't have to talk to them, that they don't have to be around them, okay? And this is what they do so that they could be free. Again, a narcissist wants to be free. They don't want the responsibility of parenting children. Children take a lot of work, and anybody that has kids knows that, okay? And a lot of times narcissists have kids for whatever reason. Maybe they're wanting to, like, people will say, well, why do they have kids then? Well, maybe at that time they wanted, you know, they wanted to say, okay, I have a kid, all right? They wanted to do that because also they want to portray maybe to their own family or to outsiders that they are a family type of oriented person. Narcissists always want to portray the opposite of what they are, but they didn't realize that when you have a child, a lot of times it's a lifelong responsibility, depending, especially if you have a special needs child, it is a lifelong responsibility. And what a lot of these creepy narcissistic parents do is they abandon their children, okay? They abandon their children. They are the lowest scum on earth, okay? Because if a child needs extra work, a child needs extra care, that narcissistic parent doesn't want to deal with it. And they will just throw it off on the other parent or on grandparents or somebody else because they don't want to deal with it. Because narcissists don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be burdened unless it's something that is fun, okay? Narcissists like to be where the fun is, where the excitement is, where they're having a good time. They don't want to do the grunt work. They don't want to get their hands dirty and sacrifice, okay? And this is why they make lousy parents. Because when you have a child and you're a good parent, you will put your children above yourself. A good parent puts their children above themselves because they realize that they brought these kids into the world and it's their obligation to guide them in this world and guide them the right way, because children are innocent. They are innocent and they need to be nurtured. And this is something that a narcissist doesn't want to do. They don't want to nurture a child, okay? Because again, it takes work. Even trying to train a kid, let's say you want to train a kid to potty train, it takes work. It takes patience. It takes, you know, persistence to not, you know, give up. A narcissist doesn't want to be bothered, okay? They don't want to be bothered. Their love for themselves is greater than their love for their children. And as the children get older, the narcissist will abandon those children. And they will especially abandon those children if they feel that those children didn't respect them. Because a narcissistic parent is proud and haughty. Okay, what does that mean? That means that they want you to kiss their ass. And if you don't kiss their ass or you go against something that they say or do, that narcissistic parent is either going to give you the silent treatment and have nothing to do with you, or they're going to try to control you with money, maybe not give you money, all right? Not give the children money, hold back love, hold back affection. You know, they will freeze, if it's a covert narcissist, they will freeze out their kids. How do I know? Because I'm living it and I've seen it, okay? That's why I could speak on it so easily and explain to you guys. Everything that I explain to you guys, I have lived. So I can back everything that I say because I have lived it. So I am telling you from experience, they make lousy parents. Because again, being a parent, you know, it takes a lot of work, a lot of sacrifice, and it takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of understanding. And this is everything that a narcissist isn't. A narcissist is impatient. A narcissist doesn't want to understand anybody else's wants or needs, okay? Because they're all about themselves. Narcissists only see it from their perspective. They have tunnel vision. They only see what they want to see that will benefit them, okay? That's why it is futile to try to argue with a narcissist, because they will never acknowledge what you're saying, because they don't want to acknowledge what you're saying, because that means they may have to change themselves, or they may have to acknowledge shame, which they don't want to do, okay? So, you know, be very, very careful who you have children with, because it will affect your life. And it has affected my life, where I raise my kids with no help from anybody, all right? And it's an extreme sacrifice where I have given up my freedom for my children because of the love for my children, because they didn't get that love that they should have gotten from the other parent, because the other parent was proud and haughty, and the other parent, you know, had an attitude, and the other parent was trying to punish me by taking away my freedom and made excuses and was not there for the kids the way he should have been there for the kids. So I am living that, and that is affecting my life, okay? And this is why I say, when you leave a narcissistic relationship, when you have kids, it's a completely different ball game. Completely different ball game. Because that other narcissistic parent will not, you know, they're going to give you, everything's going to be a struggle with them. Because it'll be a struggle with the visitation. They'll make excuses maybe why they can't come get the kids. Or they'll, if it's the other way around, they may withhold the kids from you. There's always games being played, because the narcissist just has so much venom. And this is why they make lousy parents. Because in their venom for the other parent, they are hurting their children, okay? And it affects the children. And children of narcissistic parents should go into therapy. Period, dot, end of story. It's very important to get your kids in therapy if they have a narcissistic parent. And they may not realize the damage that's done till they're later. And this is the thing about narcissistic abuse, you guys. You don't realize the damage that it causes till later on in your life. There's a lot of people that have narcissistic parents that didn't even realize they had a narcissistic parent. And then later on in life, after they've educated themselves on narcissistic awareness, they look back on it and they say, damn, my life really was toxic. I was given the silent treatment. I wasn't given that love and affection. I wasn't dealt with kindness. I was dealt with like I was in the army and I was treated like, you know, I had, you know, the general telling me what to do, and there was no kindness, there was no empathy, there was fighting, there was arguing, there was silent treatment. All of this is toxic behavior and games. And, you know, it's one thing to be an adult and be in a narcissistic relationship and deal with that, because you have the maturity as an adult to, you know, see it as toxic. But when your children, when children are surrounded by it, it will have a great impact on these kids, okay? So when you co-parent with a narcissist, make sure you get your kids into therapy, all right? I saw things even with my own kids that I didn't even realize, and I got them into therapy, all right? The issues that they were dealing with, all right? Feelings of abandonment and things like that. So narcissists in cap, all right? This is the thing with the narcissist. Because they are so self-engulfed in themselves, because they're so worried about their image, because they are so proud and haughty that they can't humble themselves, they could never be a good parent. They could never be a good parent, because to be a good parent means that you have to be able to humble yourself in order to be there for your children. You don't just throw your kids to the wind because you're proud and haughty. And that's, you know, the damaging effects of a narcissistic parent is to abandon and throw their kids to the wind because that narcissist is proud and haughty. And the narcissist also will not take accountability for anything that they do wrong. So if they're not taking accountability, they're going to either blame the other parent or they're going to blame the children, and they will never, ever blame themselves. They will never own that they're wrong. And this will also be very confusing to a child. And that's why I tell people that had to co-parent with a narcissist is in time, your child will see what they are. Okay. In time, as children get older, they will see what it is. They will understand. That's why you want to educate them as much as possible about narcissistic behavior so that they could spot it. And I've done that with my daughter, where she came back and she said to me, "Mom, you know, people say to me all the time, you know, oh, how do you know this, Alexis? Or how do you know that? Or wow, you know all about narcissism." And she's like, "Just from listening to you talk about it all the time, I can spot it when I'm out with my friends," or something like that. And yes, this should be taught in high schools, because we're talking about human behaviors, personalities, you know, different characteristics in people. And it's very important to recognize toxic behavior. Somebody who's a liar, somebody who deflects, somebody who's passive aggressive. Very important to recognize all of these characteristics so that, you know who you're dealing with. Once you know who you're dealing with, you know how to deal with them, okay? So that's why a lot of people suffered, is because you didn't know what you were dealing with or who you were dealing with at the time. You just figured, oh, you know, they're difficult. Oh, everybody has problems. Oh, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. You were in a fog, okay? The way I was in a fog. You were in a fog. I was married to somebody for 13 years who wasn't able to communicate, only to find out once I got out of that relationship that I was dealing with a covert narcissist, okay? See, when you're in it, you don't recognize it at the time unless you've been well-versed and educated in, you know, covert narcissism. But that's why you need to forgive yourself, because you had no way of knowing at the time what you were dealing with. But now that you do know what you were dealing with, now anytime you see that toxic behavior, you're not going to deal with it. So you guys, let me recap here. The bottom line is this. You know, when you become a parent, understand, if you're not a parent already, it is an extreme sacrifice. Your life will never be the same. You know, it's not just about you. And whoever you have children with, make sure that this person is willing to sacrifice. Make sure that this person, you know, if something were to ever happen to you, you know that you could depend on that person to raise your kids. You know that you're dealing with a responsible person and a kind and gentle person that could raise your kids. And this is one of the most important things you should look for when you're out and dating. The number one thing you should say to yourself when you're dating somebody is, if something were to happen to me, could I trust this person to ever raise my kids if I wasn't around? Okay. And I can't tell you how many people that you date, you would never, ever trust to raise your kids, okay? Because you see that they're not responsible. You see that they're liars. You see that they're selfish. These are all traits of the narcissist, okay? You see that they're self-absorbed. You see that they come first, even before children. You wouldn't want somebody like that raising your kids, okay? So think about this, you guys. You got to dive deep. Because it's the most important decision you make is who's your lifelong partner and who you have kids with. Who you have kids with is going to pretty much determine how your life is going to roll. Because, you know, you think it's difficult just dealing with a partner? Once you have kids, it's a whole other ball game. Whole other ball game, all right? Because now we're dealing with parenting. And, you know, now we're dealing with sacrifice and doing for somebody else and doing for a child and sleep deprivation and all of that and being exhausted and you know, trying to teach a child and work with a child and go to school meetings. It's a lot. And if you have special needs kids, you are a fucking soldier, all right? If you're a parent of a special needs child, God bless you. Because you know what it is. You know what the sacrifice is for that child. It's a lifelong sacrifice. And, you know, you're a warrior. You're all parents that are good parents that put their kids above themselves are warriors. But when you have a special needs kid, it takes a lot. One special needs kid is equal to like six kids, you guys. Okay. So it's a lot more labor intensive, let's just say. All right. So the bottom line is this, you guys, they make lousy parents. And the sad thing is you don't find this out till later on and you're in a situation, but you work with whatever you have. You do the best you can. You accept your situation. You live a positive life. You create positivity for your children to look at the up things in life, the good things in life that they have, and you don't center back on the negative. Okay, if you're in that situation, if you have a narcissistic parent or you co-parented with a narcissist, I'm sorry, sometimes in life you can't control your situation, but the best thing to do in order to be happy is to, you know, happiness is a choice. You accept what you can't change and you do the best with what you have to work with, okay? And that's, you know, you do things that are positive that make you happy, okay? I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook
at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.